It's Monday, February 18th, 2019. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by Atlas IED, innovative audio solutions for every business environment.
Today's Daily Download comes from Resi Week 140. Matt Scott is joined by Rich Fregosa, Stephen Brauner, and myself, talking about Wave Electronics merging with Ava. Rich Fregosa starts off talking about the changes that come when a local company grows into a national enterprise.
You have a departure from local service-oriented distributors, you know, the old rep model. A lot of times the distributors, when they started out, tended to be manufacturers reps who were looking to offer services beyond just the lines that they had. So the concern always becomes when you centralize the process and you become a larger national organization, you're going to lose some of those local roots. You're going to lose some of the regional differences. But it's a flip, you know. Obviously, a larger organization is going to have more buying power, which typically translates into better pricing for the dealer market that, or you know, the distributor market that's coming through. Sometimes, though, it becomes at the cost of what, you know, in personal service, and especially in the custom industry, there's a lot of times that when you're dealing with distributors, at least some of the smaller ones, that you were getting engineering support, you were getting sales support, you were getting on-hand support from trained technicians that potentially, as you get larger, you start going into a call center. You start going into somebody who isn't even in your region, but their desk, their sales desk, is going to be dedicated to, say, the West Coast. You do get the benefit, though, of expanded hours, potentially shipping. You know, so it's a double-edged sword. There's always going to be some pros and cons to growth like this. My hope is that they continue the same philosophy that they've had in terms of the dealer support. They do work on training. They do work on providing software tools. They do work on their web page. And we're seeing more and more of it. I mean, you're seeing more and more of a web page presence being the initial entry point in the portal and kind of where everything gets done. And then dealers are picking up the phone second, where, you know, 15 years ago, it was the other way around, you know, or people were still doing a whole lot of will call. But, you know, you're seeing more and more that dealers are trying to find ways to have equipment drop shipped to a site, not necessarily warehousing. So I've got a wait and see attitude with it. I've had a good relationship with Avid. Wave is a little bit outside of the West Coast, so I haven't had as much experience with Wave at this point. But, you know, in terms of the experiences that I have had, they've all been positive. So it was inevitable. I mean, it's more and more we're seeing this with the manufacturers in the industry. It's not surprising that we were going to see it with the distribution side.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This
is
AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.